Welcome to What's Ailing the World, the ultimate in reality radio with info that can save your life, where we can all learn together how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, destroying our world, and causing us to become ill on many levels. And, of course, we're paying for this treason, for these crimes against humanity. And I'm very happy that I'm hooking up with other people who really see the big picture. And one of those people is going to be my guest today, Deborah Taveras. But let me just mention very quickly that I strongly suggest you check out my websites, drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com in regards to vaccine information, which I don't really talk too much about on this show because I'm on so many other shows talking about vaccines. I like to address other issues on this show because, of course, what's ailing the world? I will never run out of answers to that question, unfortunately. But at any rate, check out my websites. Download the diagrams. The first is the big picture, the cause of all disease. And you can just keep inserting other salts into it until it, you know, grows as high as a tree, basically, and realize it's being done on purpose. Okay, so what we have to do is join together and stop these monsters. Remembering you cannot negotiate nor compromise with evil. It is impossible. If you want to contact the show, probably the easiest way is to just write a question in the chat room. And let me also mention you can listen to archives of the show at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. The answer to the question, what's ailing the world today, is, of course, military developing weapons for use on the public, which is a very hard topic to cover. People don't want to believe that those heroes are doing what they're doing. You know, that those soldiers you're waving your flags for are actually getting ready to put you into FEMA camps or whatever the case may be. But at any rate, my guest today is Deborah Taveras. She's an expert on smart meters, the worldwide smart grid plan, Agenda 21, and actually pretty much everything that I'm aware of, you know, and I'm not trying to say that that makes us more important. But, you see, you do have to have the big picture. You got to do your homework. A lot of people focus in on one travesty, and then everything else is going on around them that actually makes their little focus really just a small, tiny little drop in the sand in terms of just what's hurting them because there's so many things. Deborah Taveras' websites are, well, my favorite one is stopthecrime.net. We're going to be discussing a lot of documents from that very important site. People, you must check out that site, the document she has found, the document, what they're doing in their own words. It's unbelievable, but right in your face. It's called Reality. She also has refusessmartmeter.com and smartmetersmurder.com. And I'm so happy to have her on. I also strongly suggest you go to thelightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, click on the These Changing Times Archives, and listen to the show that I did with her on October 14th, because I'm not going to go into a lot of the introduction of how she got started. You know, we all have our reasons. Why did I start checking out vaccines? Because my son became brain damaged. Why did she start checking out smart meters? Because she was involved in the selling of properties and realtor activities and such, and started seeing some strange things going on with these boxes. And you see, that's how all of us, with an inquisitive mind, you know, the ones who can actually think and say to themselves, something's not right here. And then you start investigating and you end up in a black hole. And her explanation of how she got, you know, down her road is really quite amazing. So definitely check out that archive. But without further ado, I would like to thank you so much for being on the show. And let me tell you something. Deborah's out there. I don't really travel anymore. And I have reasons for that that, especially that I have to protect my massive library until I can get it all copied and given to others. But she's out there. She's going to different events and talks and things. And I so much admire you, and I'm grateful that you have your husband slash protector, because you've been swimming with some sharks from what we've been discussing. I don't know if you want to get into that one particular person you met at a recent conference. But anyways, take it wherever you want to go. Start wherever you want to go. And like I said, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, Dr. Carly, thank you so much for having me. We certainly have much to discuss today, and I wouldn't be able to even start talking to you if we didn't acknowledge all of the victims in the wake of the weaponized weather event called Hurricane Sandy on the eastern seaboard and the lives that this has affected. And this was absolutely a weather weapons hit on our country. And now they're talking about a Blue Northern striking some of those areas during the election period. And we, of course, can see how things are falling apart for these people that don't have water or food, and there's mass looting. And the looting is, of course, being created out of Twitter. They're organizing looting events. And, of course, the concerns are many with what we're seeing. We're concerned about agenda
okay,
to comply with environmental policies to reduce CO2 emissions. Are you there? Dr. Carly? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Deborah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. I think we're losing Dr. Carly there.
Okay.
So let's see if she comes back on.
Okay, so are we not on the air then right now?
No, you are definitely on the air if you would just like to continue. And
I will.
Dr. Carly, hopefully will pop back in. If she doesn't, I'll see where we go from there.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you. Well,
thank
you,
Deborah.
Thank you. I was talking about Hurricane Sandy and how that fits in with the Wildlands Project, which is a mandated biodiversity treaty by the United Nations. And you can go to our website, stopthecrime.net, and go to the Wildlands Project map. It's a map of the United States. And it talks about how they're creating reserve networks across the continent. And reserves are made up of the following. Cores are created from public lands, such as national forests and parks. And buffers are created from private lands adjoining the cores to provide additional protection. The corridors are a mix of public and private lands, usually following along rivers and wildlife migration routes. And they say the primary characteristics of core reserves are that large areas will allow for little, if any, human use. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing a massive relocation of the population within the United States. Naturally, they can't steal everyone's lands. They're doing a good job with the farmers and ranchers by implementing requirements from the Fish and Game and from the U.S. Forestry, which are all arms of this criminal cabal, the international banking cabal, and those that are initiating these Luciferian attacks on all of us. It's absolutely void of morals, ethics, or concern for human life, as we can see.
Deborah, if I could, I'd like to interject something that when you were talking before about what's happening with this obvious orchestrated thing that they call the Frankenstorm. You know, they named it. And, of course, that's because it was a hurricane and a nor'easter in one. And now, as you said, they're coming up with another one. But there's a document out there, and I don't have
it.
Send it to you in regards to the fact that in 1997, October of 1997, in New York, they did an Operation Hurricane Sandy, in which just such a scenario was played out. Okay, so that's another document you might want to put on your stuff.
Yes, I do have that on the site, on toxicsky.org. It's another site that we're
great.
Running.
Okay.
And that is up there.
Okay, and let me just mention one other thing quickly. I discussed all these things yesterday on my show on OrionTalkRadio.com, people. So about what they've done with the storm. Then, like you said, Deborah, it's not just the idea that the homes have been collapsed, especially on the coast, that the massive flooding is going to cause all kinds of mold, untold billions of dollars of disaster capitalism, okay, just in time to increase the economy. So you got the flooding, you got the electricity out, people are now freezing. You've got the rats coming out of the subways with their hantavirus and bubonic plague. I heard some talking head on one of the cable news shows scaring people with that possibility. So the list is endless. But anyways, my point being is that I talked about this yesterday on Orion, and see, it's when you actually get an opportunity to evaluate these specific false flag events, because they're documenting it in all these documents, Deborah, which you've acquired.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, take over.
This is weaponized war. This is exactly what it is. We have to recognize this is war upon United States soil against our people, against Americans. This is exactly what has occurred. And this has multifacets of goals, again, relating to the Wildlands Project. And to vacate, you'll notice on the map that we have posted, the United States map, that eastern seaboard is very, very sparsely populated, allowing for human access. And it talks about the purpose of this wildlands map, and it says that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. And mm-hmm. they talk about how there will be massive areas that we as people will not be able to access, and that's why our roads are not being repaired. That's why only the main interstates are being repaired, because we're not going to need the roads to get into much of the area that we've been able to access in the past. They're shutting it down. They're absolutely shutting it down. Now, I know we are going to talk, and my prayers go out to all of the people on the eastern seaboard. We have to recognize what has happened and realize that this is a weather weapons event.
Well, and one other thing, if I could just interject quickly, because this just shows the adding insult to injury, what these monsters are capable of. Because, of course, these were places, in many cases, that have never flooded before. They were not, you know, in the quote-unquote flood zone. Most of these people did not have quote-unquote flood insurance. These people are screwed, because not only will they not be covered for the damage done unless FEMA throws them, you know, maybe a formaldehyde trailer or some other little bone, but other than that, they're going to be on their own. Plus, if they decide to rebuild, now they're going to be in a flood zone. So
well,
I just wanted to add. Go ahead. I just wanted to add that other level.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And then their insurance will be much higher than ever before, because they'll have to pay for flood insurance. And that, in many instances, is difficult to get. Plus, the rebuilding, oftentimes, when they designate it as a flood zone or a flood plain, you have to elevate the foundations of the buildings to be above the new ascribed level of future floods. So this is how they could very likely change the rules, the rebuilding rules, the regulations and building permit requirements. And we could likely see that, and also in a very down economy, with printing of more money to inject in those areas, is a continuation of plunging our country into absolute financial breakdown, which is where we're headed anyway. And of course, right now, additional cost in any direction for any city across the country is collapsing our country financially. But we have to realize that we've been told years ago about all of these things. We have famous quotes from people. One in particular that is so significant is JFK. And he said,
are you there?
Yes. Are you able to hear me?
I hope you didn't lose her.
Yeah, can you hear
me? Yeah, you're coming through fine, Deborah.
Okay, I'll just keep talking because I am having a difficult time. The connection seems, I'm not sure if you're picking it up or not. But the John F. Kennedy quote that revealed the New World Order plan for the world.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Okay, the John F. Kennedy quote was, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast humans," quote, and significant is former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, and this was in 1956. Quote, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And again, that was in 1956 by J. Edgar Hoover. And as we move forward in this program today, you're going to be hearing information that is unthinkable and monstrous. And it's important to think about what we've been told and to go to the source documents and do some of your own research. The report that we will be spending quite a bit of time today on is the future of warfare. It's a NASA document. And Dr. Carley, I don't know if I've got you on the line or not. In fact, the connection is in and out, and I'm not sure if anyone is even able to hear me right now.
Yes, okay. We can hear you. Let me just say I continue to be dropped, but let me just occasionally comment as you're talking because I totally concur with what you're saying. That's the hard part, is for people to realize the enormity of the evil, which, you know, both FBI Director Hoover and John F. Kennedy spoke of, which is, I'm sure, why they experienced different things to try to discredit them, et cetera, or even kill them. But the point But the point is that we have to grow up as adults.
I can't hear anything. I just can't hear anything from time to time. So I'll just continue. I'm going to go over the NASA document, which is posted on www.stopthecrime.net. It is a future of warfare, and it's from NASA. And it talks about robots, Borgs, cyborgs, and humans. And the presentation is based upon Future's work with DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, SOCOM. There's a list on page 3 of all of the agencies, or many of the agencies, that are involved in this. And you will see how sinister the plot is, and all of these agencies that were put in place by the criminal war crime . And they say that this presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. And there's absolutely no pixie dust. In other words, everything that we'll be talking about is currently available as a usable technology when this PowerPoint was presented by NASA in 2001. And at that time, they say everything was available to be launched. And even though it says future warfare of 2025, all of these things are capable of being launched on us now. And they talk about inputs to the Department of Defense and the planning that has been taking place. And this is heads up for the intelligence community, watches and warnings. So we're going to move through this document, and I urge everyone to go and read it and look at it for themselves. Again, this is unthinkable. I don't know where the military is on weighing in on discussing this document, But this is what NASA has planned and the cabal for the continental United States and the world. And we see this happening.
Debbie, please let me comment quickly. And thank you for carrying on as I continue to be cut off, but I always know we're over the target when that happens. I just want to mention two quick things. First of all, no coincidence that one of the most accurate sci-fi shows that has ever been, it's called Fringe. It comes back on the air after its, a brief a vacation break, whatever. It'll start again on Tuesday, November 20th. At 8 p.m. On the Science Channel. That's called Fringe. And the trailer is, where does the fiction end and the science begin? I will say mad science. And this is just like you were talking about, right in our face, the things that they're doing. And I'm sure, I guarantee you, that many of the things discussed in this NASA document will be portrayed on television for you, although in this case they're showing you the truth. The other thing I just wanted to mention is you're answering the question, where is the military? Because, you see, I'm sure we have lots of military listening, and I do not regard them as heroes at all, because as far as I'm concerned, if their brains are working, and I'm sure many of them are sick, and I know they're killing you on purpose and the whole thing. However, you know what's going on. Why aren't you doing something? I don't care if your masters are, Luciferians and whatever. There's more of you than there is of them. And where are they? Where are they as they're watching these things happen? And some of them must get access to these documents occasionally. You know, you picture like the Bradley Manning moment of somebody, at the lower ends, of the food chain, just one of the grunts in the military, comes across this NASA document, that could cause them to go into shock. I'm sorry, take it away from there.
Well, that's absolutely true. And what we see happening in some towns right now in Libya that are being reported on the news is according to what they will be doing to the United States that they're showing us happening overseas right now, and we're doing it there. In Libya, there's a town, and it is being attacked by what they call militia. And they're dropping from the air chemical and biologicals and phosphorus and DU, et cetera. The people are dropping like flies without even being shot. But what they are doing, the militia are going through this village, raping, pillaging, and plundering all individual homes. People have fled the town and have walked out into the desert area and have been out there for about a week now, or have been trying to return. And there are military outposts around the perimeter of this town. And when these people are trying to come back to their homes and to see what is happening, they're being slaughtered with machine guns. And as we speak, the homes are being plowed over by tanks. They're just causing this town to be unreturnable, and they're just slaughtering the people. Now, there have been many reports coming out of this village about the weapons of mass destruction and all the chemicals and the terror that is occurring now. They've asked for help from NATO, from the UN, from Russia and China. And, of course, as we know, this is all being orchestrated by the very people they're asking for help. And this town is being decimated. Now, why it's important to understand these are events are occurring overseas, these are other people. These are lives of other people. And they're killing off the peripheral of our global community, one village at a time and countries at a time, with all the DU and all of the biologicals they're dumping. And all you have to do is watch this wonderful movie we have posted on StopTheCrime.net, and it's called Beyond Treason. And you can watch that and understand about the consequences of depleted uranium. But getting back to this...
Wait, let me just interject once in a while. Okay. I just want to also say very importantly that, of course, I agree with everything you're saying, first of all. Second of all, is the fact that basically all of these different things that they're doing, you know, they know that they're toxic. As a matter of fact, there was an excellent, you know, I just come across things like synchronistically or something as I'm surfing TV, doing my research. And anyways, I came across this D.L. Hughley that did actually a comedy show, but it was a actual excellent idea type comedy show where he actually tried to get people to sign petitions to stop the extinction of the black race, especially the men. And I brought it to the next level, and I said, wouldn't it be interesting if somehow, you know, we started a petition to stop the extinction of the human race, bringing it to the top of the food chain level as it's actually occurring. Because as it turns out, and he gave examples of this, under the Environmental Protection Act, you know, we've all heard these stories where there'll be like one toad with an extra toe or something, or some kind of crazy thing, and they'll have to shut down all kinds of stuff, which we know they've always got an agenda for doing it anyways, because they have to save this toad. Well, what if we turned it around on them and said that, you know, they're extinguishing humanity? So that's just one other thing I wanted to get in there, but go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what is happening. The future, the way the Luciferian controllers, the families, the controlling families of the globe, the future really is without people. They are creating robotic cyborgs, artificial intelligence, and this NASA document states that. I'm going to move through some of what this document talks about. NASA is, of course, stating that the crew, this is a quote on page 8 of this document, it's called Spaceship Earth. The crew are plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support controls, still looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. Humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet, global warming, pollution, and deforestation. So, of course, they're blaming the mass pollution that they are doing overhead from the chemtrails and all the toxins they're dumping not only on our land, sky, and seas, everywhere. They're blaming it on us, and they're saying now because we are so polluting that they need to get rid of us. And they go through this document demeaning humans and the United States in particular. And they talk about how they're going to be transforming the IT revolution upon society by telecommuting, teleshopping.
Okay, wait, hold on. Deborah, please give the page, because I'm following along with you, but please give the page.
This is on page 16.
Right, so people can listen to the archive after they've downloaded the document and see it for themselves. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, this is on page 16, and everything is intended to be telecommuting. Everything will be on Kindle. They can easily rewrite our corporate history, rewrite our history, and isolate all of us individually behind workstations. The movie Equilibrium is an interesting movie. I would recommend everybody watch that. It does show how the isolation works and how the desocialization will occur. In other words, they will be eliminating public discussion, public opportunity for critical thinking. This is their goal. They talk about how by 2025, many of the colleges will be, I'm trying to find the page for that so that I can actually bring that up and refer to it, but this is on page 26. By 2025, 40% of the public and 15% of the public colleges and universities are expected to close due to web-based competition. Now, we have to understand that Bill Gates has funded billions, $100 billion, towards Common Core curriculum. Common Core curriculum is a global-based curriculum. when you look at the reason that they want a global-based curriculum, reducing math and sciences and critical thinking, you will see in the Silent Weapons Quiet War document that they're afraid that we will discover the computer algorithms and the data that they must get in order to control all of us and the globe. It's all based on computers, and if they minimize our ability to learn, we can't undo this, and that is the goal of reducing education. They've just, in the state of California, they're now introducing algebra. Instead of in the eighth grade, they're now introducing it in the ninth grade. So they are and have been dumbing us down and numbing us down with all the toxins, and now through the government schools that have the intention of controlling us massively.
Let me just mention, because it's very important, also in terms of the educational system, everything's going to go to computer, just like you stated. They're basically going to have the humans become cyborgs, just like in Star Trek, and most everything's going to be controlled by artificial intelligence, which has no emotion, and that's the basis on which they qualify it, and that's why they're creating all these autistic children. They have no emotion, and I figured
that's
that
exactly.
out.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yes, that's exactly right.
Right, but let me just also say one other thing, is that the good news is that once you understand what their plan is in terms of how they're going to these levels, and especially that we have the documentation of their treason, you know, then we can come up with a plan. Go ahead.
That's right. On page 27, they say the ultimate education approach is plug and play, that devices to connect the brain will allow for very rapid uploads, and education will take place in minutes instead of many years. And, of course, that will be what they want us to learn. Everything is going to be massively controlled. They talk about how there will be petrochemical feedstock, materials and clothing, etc. That's on page 28. The utilization of wastelands, the Sahara Desert, etc. They will be using that, but of course, human access to these areas, according to the Wildlands Project map, is greatly reduced. They are herding us into very tightly organized human settlement zones and potentially even IE FEMA camps for maximum control. And on our website, we have an unthinkable dome city that is has gotten construction clearance here in Northern California in Lassen County. And it's a plastic dome that will be installed over an existing nearly 2,000 population of the town of Westwood. Now, don't mistake that for Southern California Westwood. This is Northern California Westwood in Lassen County, and you can see this dome on stopthecrime.net. They expect that this dome will be utilized in most major U.S. cities in the future because it will protect people from tornadoes and hurricanes up to a class 5. So they are conditioning our thinking out of fear. And you will see in that Iron Mountain document that it must be fear-based. That is, in their opinion, the glue to whole society and the control over us is the fear. We must move out of fear and not allow this control, because they are in the process of eliminating vast, vast numbers of us.
And destroying the planet and everything that matters. I mean, what they're doing to nature is unheard of. And I'm just so glad to hear you saying the same things that I say, because, you know, it's not a matter of saying, oh, no, what are we going to do? We got to pray more, whatever the case may be. No, we have to stand up and say you're committing crimes against humanity. Here's your own document stating that you are. Hopefully get the military to, you know, get to work and get rid of those domestic terrorists within who are actually funding these things. And like you said at the beginning, this is so heinous that people can't even imagine it. As a matter of fact, if I could, I just want to mention quickly, there's another document that I just happened to come across. I have so many documents, people, and just even trying to keep them organized is a full-time job. You can access this document on the web, on the internet, The Life and Times of Michael Prince, The Dangers of Looking Glass and Artificial Intelligence-Based Computer Systems. And I'm not going to go into great detail, but I will tell you that they actually talk about, I'm just going to read one paragraph here. The next step will involve the development of human embryos implanted with artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence system will act as mother for these embryos while they are in a physical test tube environment. And just remember that movie Matrix number one, folks, if you saw that. The AI system and the human embryos will learn from each other as the embryo develops. Clones of the embryos will then be made by the AI system. And this is me talking now, of course. These clones will have no soul. And the clones will be implanted into human women. So this is a very important thing that's talked about in this document. An interview with a soldier who went through this kind of, torture and experimentation and things of that nature. But one thing that comes out very clearly is that their definition of artificial intelligence is anything that has no emotion, basically. You know, that's the category. That's how they evaluate it, okay? And that's why I brought up the autism thing. So this is very important. But when you put these two documents together, the NASA one and this interview with Michael Prince, it becomes self-evident that, you know, not only are they saying that they're doing it, but then here's the soldier saying, yeah, they did it to me, and this is the deal, okay? And you can't make this stuff up. When you read it, you use your discernment. You say, okay, this is obviously true. So I'm sorry for that sidebar, Deborah, but I just want people to realize that, you know, you and I have done our homework, and these things are real. Don't believe us. Check it out for yourself, and then figure out what are you going to do. Because what's coming is so ugly. And I would rather have them kill me in the world than live in the world that they're creating. I have no fear, but go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely the case that we're going to have to get into. We have to get out of fear. We only have today that we're living in, and we can't count on our tomorrows. And when we look at these documents, our tomorrows are not the way most of us, I would imagine, want to live. But getting back to the Petri dish and test tube creation of human life, everyone, again, I refer you to stopthecrime.net. Read the NWO Exposed 1969, and you will also see this being discussed back in the late 60s, that they were going to create human life in a Petri dish and in a test tube. The benefit of that was going to be they couldn't claim themselves as a human because they had no human parents. And they would be born as the perfect slave. And that is what they are planning. And they are going to be creating robotic states. And there's an amazing video up on YouTube called Madness in the Fast Lane. Just go on to YouTube, Madness in the Fast Lane. It's out of the UK, and it shows potentially either super soldiers or even two cyborg twin sisters that were struck by speeding trucks and cars in the toll roads in the UK, and not only survived, but were fighting to get up off the pavement. It is an amazing video to watch, the super strength of these creations. But again, the New World Order plans exposed by insiders in 1969 is paramount for everyone to read. I'm directing you to information that can quickly be read. There aren't a lot of pages to these source documents. But in their words, it's unthinkable and unimaginable. But these are their documents. These are in their words. and it is easy to understand what the overall plans are for us. And this all ties back into how this NASA document emerged. This is, of course, Luciferian. The plans on the continental U.S. are unthinkable. And they talk about all the weaponized control that they will have. But on page 31 of the NASA document, they wage in their particular concern of uncontrollable or uncontrolled self-replication of brilliant robots and nano replicators and rampant biotechnology. So they're concerned about that. Then on page 32, you will see that they talk about current competitive landscape. They're demonizing the United States, and they start out, the U.S. produces only 18% of the world's GDP. 70% of research is conducted offshore. $400 billion a year in trade deficit, and 32 other nations devote a larger percentage of their GDP to research than the U.S. The U.S. is fifth in the number of research and development personnel and labor units, and the U.S. only saves 3% of we have only a 3% savings rate versus 30% in Asia. And we're 13th out of 30 students in math and science scores. And I know I've talked to Lorraine Murray, who has talked about the intentional dumbing down of our math and science abilities because of the nuclear bomb testing that has taken place in Nevada. And the radiation has certainly been part of stunting our ability to learn, because this has all been intentional to dumb us down and to then consider us stupid, useless feeders. And this is what they talk about throughout the source documents on stopthecrime.net.
Right. And let me just interject that it's not just the depleted uranium, it's the vaccines, it's the mercury, it's the aluminum, it's the aspartame, it's everything that they're doing. But yes, in fact, it's self-evident. You don't need, you know, to have access to all their secret documents, which I'm sure encompass gigantic buildings someplace in the middle of Nevada, because of all the heinous things they're doing. It's self-evident. You can see it. You can figure it out. It's the master template. And in fact, that's what people have to realize, is that this is what they're doing, and not only are they poisoning the children to get them vaccinated to go to school, but they're also putting them in schools, which in many cases are over toxic waste dumps, like that situation that was in New Jersey about a year ago that we've never heard anything more about, where all these girls were getting Tourette syndrome, which was obviously caused by the vaccines, but they just happened to have a school and a toxic waste dump. But anyways, the point being is that all of these things are being done to dumb us down. They're creating the autistics, which would be the biophysical model of artificial intelligence with no emotion. And then, as you're talking about on page 32, they're saying that we need more money for research. Research into what? Into getting rid of the human race and replacing it with cyborgs and artificial intelligence. When did we vote on that program?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And on page 34, what really struck me is many months ago on YouTube, you can check out spider goats. And they talk about how they implanted spider genes in goats, and it allows spider silk spinning from the goat milk. And this is for BioSteel. And they say that it's 3.5 times the strength of fibers, and they'll use it in weaponization. Again, I was expecting a goat that might even look like a spider. But it looks like a goat. The milk is what is then spun in a laboratory, and it becomes a web-looking material like a spider web. And
right.
I just
and of course, let's also say, isn't it funny how you know, they're constantly, you know, getting ready for more war and more war, and what new technology can we have? And then in the Iron Mountain document, we see what's really behind it, because they basically say something to the effect that, let's see, page 36, basic authority of a modern state over its people resides in its war powers. So they don't want peace. They have
no.
to do more war and more war, because this is one of the major ways they control us, having excuses for the Patriot Act and all the rest of it. Go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, peace is not in their vocabulary. Peace to them is absolutely totalitarian control of us. And totalitarian, when I researched the definition for that, I found an amazing photograph of a robot with a slumped human, and this was a statue, an iron statue, that has been erected in St. Petersburg, Russia. And it's called the Moloch of totalitarianism. And totalitarianism is total oppression. And what that looks like for everyone that is listening, this is a system that recognizes no limits of its authority. And it will regulate every aspect of our public and private life without any regard for human life. It controls media, politics, economy, speech, and engages in widespread use of terror and mass surveillance. And they stay in political power through their encompassing propaganda campaigns. And boy, do we see that now. I also want to refer everyone to a piece that our research team found on and in the Carnegie Mellon website. It was actually through the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Institute. And it talks about their mission statement, which is absolutely unbelievable. And I am going to just go over that at this point, because they are planting sensors in absolutely everything. So what we see with the smart meters, the smart global grid, this is the beginning of sensors in everything that we are, in everything. Our homes, we might as well live in glass homes. Well, we won't have homes anymore. We're going to be in the human settlement zones where we're allowed to live. But the statements in that website are just profound, and I'm searching for it right now. It's in several PowerPoints that I have done and that I have uploaded on our website, stopthecrime.net, and also smartmetersmurder.com.
And, okay, and wait a minute. Where can people access what you're now accessing so that when they're listening to the archive, they can go through it? With you?
Yes, they can watch some of the best ways in which to get this material that I've connected the dots would be on some of the talks that I've given. I gave a talk at a convention a few months ago. That's uploaded on smartmetersmurder.com. Many of the radio shows, I was on Alex Jones, and I recently did a talk for Oath Keepers, and that is my most recent talk. We're uploading another talk right now, but at the Oath Keepers talk, people will see the PowerPoint pieces and how the dots are connected, and you can access the PowerPoint pieces from the website, but this Carnegie Mellon piece is just phenomenal, how they talk about in their mission statement, they talk about a hidden secret. Hidden secret, that is used in their mission statement, that they have to tell the rest of the world, and they're anxious to tell the rest of the world, of their intention to place sensors in every single thing. And, again, they've they've been working towards these unthinkable goals for a long time. And I think that it, should people have read those then, they still would not have been able to wrap their brain around it.
Right.
I'm going to jump to something else right now just because I have that in front of me, and that's also
okay,
on our website. Dr. Carley, we have a photograph from the New York Times of the world, and it was from the National Security Agency. And it was in the New York Times. We're hunting for that article, but we do have the photograph that was in the New York Times within this article. And it shows how the heavy beams were sweeping down across the planet, that their HARP beams, Tesla technology, and the mind control transmissions that we're all under. And it's, of course, we know the most direct and intrusive way that we're being monitored, all of us, globally.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, we're having so much interference with the show, and that's how we know we're over the target. Please go back and talk from when you were talking about the photograph in the New York Times, because you were breaking up so much we didn't even get the string. Go ahead.
Yes, on our website, again, on the Oath Keepers document, you will see it will be the last PowerPoint that I discuss in the Oath Keepers conference. And Lauren Murray found this photograph in the New York Times. It is an image, and you can see the heavy beams sweeping down across the planet. Those are HARP mind control transmissions that we're all under, and most direct and intrusive way that they're monitoring all of us globally. But what is very, very interesting is this was in mid-September, in the New York Times, right around the time that the ambassador was murdered. And it was covered up. But when you look at this now, you can almost see that this was most likely the foreshadowing of the weaponized weather event that hit the East Coast, because you see the heavy Tesla HARP rays as they were being directed over that area of our country. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have it in front of me, and it's like right over the very part of the eastern seaboard that was hit by Hurricane Sandy. That's amazing.
Yes, and so they foretell events that they're creating, and they do it openly. People are unaware, of course, that these are plots and plans and schemes planned well in advance. Hurricane Sandy just didn't happen without significant planning. And I can tell you that here in Northern California, we're near the Pacific Ocean, and we see continual daily artificial weather making. And what I mean by that is we see the military planes up in military airspace dumping the toxic chemtrails, sometimes visibly. Oftentimes they're flying overhead without dumping anything. They're dumping over the ocean, and they fly back. It is like a beehive of these jets back and forth every single day. And the days before Hurricane Sandy, they were flying about every half hour on the hour back and forth. And the clouds that formations here that they were creating that had carbon black in them, which intensifies the storms as they push them through the jet stream, was all part of what ended up being the directionalization of Hurricane Sandy. And our weathermen, of course, are as compliant with all that are not speaking out, because, of course, they're just reading what they're told to read for the weather. They'll tell us, for example, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Well, it's not. We have this plasma of gray garbage over us. Our skies in Northern California that once were deep blue and pristine are a continued silver white. And even the NASA documents tell us that that has decreased the sunlight by 20% globally, which is why, as you know, Dr. Carly, there are so many deficiencies in vitamin D, just another way in which they are attacking us.
Exactly.
But getting back to the NASA document, and wanted to discuss that PowerPoint piece, too, from Carnegie Mellon. Again, go on to stopthecrime.net. But I want to talk about sensors, because they do talk about sensors on page 40 of the NASA document. And they're going to have sensors on everything, smart card sensors, implanted sensors, smart dust being used as sensors, nano sensors dumped on us. On page 41, they talk about sensors being used as swarms, smart dust and nanotags. They're going to be placed in everything, everywhere. They're even going to co-opt insects and bugs. And, of course, we know that they have drones out of insects and bugs. They talk about the explosive smart dust opportunities on page 42. Let me repeat. Some explosive smart dust opportunities and the infiltration of deeply buried other such targets. In other words, there won't be any place to escape these nanoparticulates. And when you think of a nanoparticulate size, it was best described to me where when you cut a piece of a strand of your hair, and on the cut end of the strand of your hair, you can place 1,000 nanoparticulates. That is how small these are. They go through glass. They go through and into everything. So they're indicating that there won't be any place we can avoid this. They, on page 43, they talk about microdust weaponry. And they say that these micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs, the dust mechanically bores into lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is a wholly new class of weaponry which is legal.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got to stop you there because we must put this one in a large font and circle it and get the people activated, because I'm sure that a lot of them are sitting there in shock and horror, and they've kind of tuned out to some degree. This one you have to hear, people. Page 43 of the NASA document, available on stopthecrime.net. They're talking about a mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol, ding, 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 they're talking chemtrails, okay, inhaled into the lungs, which mechanically bores into lung tissue and executes, quote-unquote, pathological minions. We now have an army of mechanized dust that's part of, you know, the overall group of whatever you want to call them, the American-made spawn that are killing us, okay? And they have the nerve to say that this new class of weaponry is legal. Now, what makes it legal, Deborah, is because it's of nail size, and the Supreme Court hasn't, you know, made any decisions based on whether killing by a dust-like particle is legal? I mean,
well,
you can't make this stuff up. Go ahead.
No, you can't. In fact, what I did a few years ago, when I couldn't fathom what we're talking about right now, and I'll back into a little discovery that I made that was just further proof of what we're talking about right now, Dr. Carly. But I had received a paragraph a number of years ago, and it reads as follows: Public Law 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520, Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. Quote, the use of human subjects will be allowed for testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. The Secretary of Defense can conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States. Now, we went back to Washington, D.C., and we went into the Records Department because I wanted to see the entire resolution, half hoping that it didn't exist. Well, the gentleman behind the counter said, oh, yeah, I'll get that for you. It'll take me a little while. So he called us a couple of hours later and said he had it available at the counter. We went and got it. He had very nicely tagged some areas within this 2.5-inch thick document, but told us that this resolution was only in place from 1997 to 1998. So, of course, we wondered what on earth has continued the authorization by our government that has been taken over by the international banking criminal cabal, the authority to continue with more horrific experiments on the civilian population. And we learned that it is now the Genocide Treaty. And interestingly enough, that was signed in 1988 when the resolution I just read was then replaced by the Genocide Treaty same year. Now, the Genocide Treaty, which we do have posted on StopTheCrime.net, makes it illegal for one's own government to annihilate and kill its population. But another country's people or government can kill another country's people, and that's what we see happening right now. We see foreign militant groups annihilating villages and cities all over Europe and all of the wars. And this is allowed. And when we hear about Russian troops and various other troops being centered throughout the United States, this is under and allowable and legal under the Genocide Treaty. So you need to build into some history of some of these documents and the fact that our government and our Congress has been allowing this all along.
Exactly. And I found that Title 50 of the U.S. Code many years ago, and I just want to mention it's very interesting because you talked about Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520 and 1524. I just want to underline that 1524 thing because that's particularly obvious where they talk about agreements to provide support to vaccination programs of Department of Health and Human Services. Now, this went viral back in the late 90s. I was talking about this in a lot of lectures I was giving and also talking about on public access TV. I don't know if you came across the repeal that they made on April of 2000, where they're basically, and this just goes to show the opposite day thing that they do, that they actually, decided that the whole criminal Congress got together and they said, okay, a lot of people are finding out what we did, what are we going to do? Oh, okay, let's restrict use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents, okay? That's Section 1528. Guess what they do in B under exceptions? They say that the prohibition does not apply to a test or experiment carried out for any of the following purposes. Any peaceful purpose related to a medical, therapeutical, pharmaceutical, agricultural, industrial, or research activity. Any purpose directly related to protection against toxic chemicals or biological waste, weapons and agents. In other words, you can't protect yourself. And then they added, and this is the icing on the cake, any law enforcement purpose, including any purpose related to riot control. So not only did they loophole everything back in, but then they added the use of these biological weapons on protesters, etc. So I just wanted to underline that because, you know, once again, they're documenting what they're doing. And this
well,
is very important
for people to realize. It's absolute treason. They are intending to kill many of us. We know that Raytheon, for example, created riot shields that they emit frequencies, microwave frequencies, as crowd control. This is going to be, of course, used in a massive scale, and it even talks about that on page 45 of the NASA document. They say beam weapons, increasingly prevalent. And they're also in and near the theater, which they call the area of attack. They call it a theater. This is a theater for them. When you read this entire NASA document, it sounds like a computer game. But we are the live subjects in this psychological warfare, weaponized, murderous plot. They are going to sit back behind their joystick and annihilate the United States. They are going to collapse it. They say that. We can see that occurring in our financial institutions, in the massive land grabs, and in each and every city. Everyone is under attack through UN Agenda 21. They're minimizing land uses. Lots of private property owners are already losing their land, again, because of fish and game and U.S. forestry rules, regulations, restrictions, fines, and penalties. That's happening nationwide. They're curbing the ability for people to grow their own food. They've arrested people that have tried to sell raw dairy products. This is happening now, and this is happening all over the country. When you hear this happening in the rural areas, be very concerned, because this is our food supply. And they are hitting our food supply right now with massive storms. They're hitting it with the GMO. In fact, on StopTheCrime.net, we have a must-watch video about the truth of GMO. It's called Codex Alimentarius, and it is a talk by Ian Crane, C-R-A-N-E. The United States, our take-down criminal cabal, is orchestrating this GMO. So we have in California right now Proposition 37 that is up for a vote whether or not we get labeling that will indicate whether these foods contain GMO or not. That's up for debate. Rather than outlawing a toxic, murderous insertion into our food supply, the debate is over whether or not it should be labeled.
Okay, I have to chime in because it's so important what you just said. You know, and this just basically is an example of what the psychopaths at the top feel like. Okay, let's start this whole thing. Make them cower and beg for labeling of their GMO. It's the same thing in the vaccine world. A cower for your exemptions. Beg us that we'll allow you to continue to get exemptions. When it's just like you said, we should be saying, excuse me, you're killing people, and we're not going to ask for labeling or exemptions of what you're killing us with or from. We want it stopped. That is so important, what you just said.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, when you look at the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, again, it's only 41 pages. Everyone must read that. You will see how they laugh at elections that they allow. They've actually set up the election structure for our ability to vent our hostility and anger over the craziness, the lawless laws and rules and restrictions that have us all crazier than ever now, as a way in which for us to vent our frustration, feel that we are making a choice to change things when we are not. They say the criminal banks maintain control of the presidency.
Let me just make one other comment because this is very important about the video games. And this gets into the whole dehumanization thing. We can see it now. They're pushing these games where you get points for killing people on younger and younger generations. And they have all kinds of movies in regards to this and all that. And basically, that's where we're going. Eventually, it will just be the artificial intelligence, you know, creations just playing a video game, using their drones to kill people. But until we get to that level, you know, they're creating these children that will just consider killing people with drones as a video game. So I just wanted to interject that.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, of course, the creation of the autistic society where there is no reciprocal thinking or minimized reduction of human emotions, these are the people that will be pushing the buttons because they are unable to fathom emotion in many instances. And this has been created, this was designed, they talk about mind children in this NASA document. This is a creation. I'm looking at page 46 in the NASA document right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to just mention a few brief things here. They're talking about the various types of weapons that will be deployed against us. And they're tossing everything at us. There are many people you've heard talking about the fear of EMPs, electromagnetic pulse, which would take down our entire energy system, all computers, etc. They also, on page 47, talk about the fields, hordes and swarms of weaponized bugs and insects. And they talk about the devil's brew of warheads, cruise missiles, etc. On page 48, they again discuss how electromagnetic pulses, they'll be using maximum psychological warfare. They refer in the document as psychological warfare as implementing the CNN syndrome at large. It's important to understand CNN has been a front for psychological warfare. They have been lying to us all along and feeding us disinformation, which is why we are at the place that we are now with these horrific events unfolding like steroids because of the technology available to these Luciferian people that are heartless, and they are going to do this.
And the mass, and the mass trauma they're causing, because that's a weapon as well. But I just have to ask you a question. On page 47, they talk about enemy after next, and this is a constant term that they use. And what does enemy after next mean? I mean, basically, it apparently to me means that, you know, your own people are now your enemy. But we can't write that down, so we'll just call it enemy after next. Is that the
deal?
Well,
of course, any middle-class American, all Americans are, in the terms of the National Defense Authorization Act, they define what the enemies are and the American people are. Anyone that wants to be free and live under a constitution that clearly doesn't exist now are the terrorists. We're the enemy.
Right.
So that is defined in many documents. People understand the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, how our military on American soil is allowed to arrest and detain without warrant or provocation and hold indefinitely. We are the enemy. And it is being discussed now with military and police that are whistleblowers and calling in about the kinds of things that they're being asked to do, and it's coming down. There are several excellent CDs from Steve Quayle's website and Hagman's website that talk about the way in which they will plan the attack on the continental United States, and that they will be starting in the rural lands and working inward towards the cities. And they have over 350,000 foreign troops that have, training, Stasi training and night vision and all of these things. And even though we're heavily, heavily armed as a nation, the truth of the matter is, unless we clearly understand what is coming down, we mentally will not be able to react. And their levels of technology far exceed our guns and bullets. We are going to be very much like it was in the Indians when with their bows and arrows. That's what our guns and bullets are.
Okay, let me just interrupt you because, you see, we have a difficult job in getting people to face reality, but yet making them say, "Oh wow, we're cooked." Okay, do these individuals, Steve Quayle and others, do they have any possible solutions, any suggestions that people can use? Because of course, the whole using a foreign military thing is obviously so they'll have absolutely, unless they've got a soul, which has probably been actually burned out of them, or they wouldn't be doing what they're doing, they're not going to make any connection with those that they're sent in to steal their homes and who knows what other horrific acts will take place. So,
well, when you watch...
Go ahead. I just wondered if they had any solutions.
Well, yes. Well, we need to talk about solutions, and we will. What we first need to is understand what we face. And, what we face will then evolve into solutions. I can tell you that many people have water on hand and food and other supplies in which to contain themselves. We've been duped into not producing for ourselves. We've become disabled with feeding ourselves. We rely on this huge government industry that's killing us with the food delivery system. We must get back to increasing our own abilities within our own family structures and within our communities. Our very survival is going to depend on that, because we've got to stop ingesting all these toxins. Everything that's packaged practically has a toxic choice, and we simply can't afford any more assaults on our bodies that we individually can avoid. Like you talk about, Dr. Carly, not getting the vaccines, not getting vaccinated, not eating all the toxic additives that are in our food supply. Growing a lot of our own food where that's possible. Certainly eating locally, supporting local farmers, provide the food that we need locally, buy locally. Don't buy overseas foods that they're adding toxins in the fertilizers. One more thing I want to add at this point is they are using fluoride in much of the fertilizer in these large growing in industry, and including much of the wine country here in Northern California that are not organic-grown wine. They won't accept in many areas in Europe California-grown wine because it has fluoride in the fertilizer, and they don't want the fluoride.
And so wait a minute. What is their insane logic to putting fluoride in the fertilizer for grapes? I mean, That is so insane, that goes beyond even the whole tooth thing. Go ahead.
Well, again, fluoride is a toxin. It reduces, it shuts off our pineal gland in our brain.
No, I know what it does. I'm just saying, what was their excuse for saying, we're now going to, suggest that you use fluoride-based fertilizer in your grape crops?
Yeah, I can't speak for exactly what they said, but we know that what they say in the introduction of fluoride is that it helps reduce tooth decay. Many people are buying that. Mm-hmm. So if they weren't buying the fact that the lye is helping our teeth, then, and if they realized it was a poison, they would not be putting it in to fertilizer, and it wouldn't be allowed. I mean, just as they're dumping it into the water sources all over the country. They're in an attack mode. They are poisoning us in every unimaginable way.
Exactly.
And And so we have to think outside of the box and ingest as pure foods as possible, because many of these attacks we can't avoid. We can't avoid what is happening overhead from the spraying, and that is poison, toxins of all sorts. And there's an excellent...
If I could, one very other important thing I would like to bring up is stay away from any needle, whether you're told it's time to microchip a little autistic Johnny or the pet or, you know, Alzheimer's granny, just say no to the chip because it's not just a receiver, it's also a transmitter, and it can do things to the body on top of, you know, basically chipping you. And also avoid the needle. Even in terms of a lot of the quote-unquote alternative doctors, they're using different IV drips, and they may be good guys, but they don't know what's in the IV fluid. The IV fluid itself is now being poisoned with glass shards and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's even come out in the mainstream media. And then, of course, we have the needles, which we don't know what they have. So I just wanted to bring that up, too.
Right, that's true, and that brings in the comment that I need to make at this point. I know people that are taking the chips out of their pets because those are receivers and transmitters, as you just said, and that's causing cancer around those chip sites. But I also want to add at this point as well, in many of the cat litter, the sand cat litter, the clumping agent is a clay material, which is being harvested in some instances from Nevada. And that has been a bomb test site for over 1,200 bombs. And it's highly radiated, which is why there has been an enormous uptake in feline leukemia, cancers, and diabetes. And also when pet owners are cleaning their pet boxes, the dust that comes up, they're inhaling as well. So they're finding
I just got a sick feeling because I have two cats, and I just visualize, you know, there's no way not to, get a little dust going when you're cleaning, although I use a cat litter made out of corn husk. But it just sickened me to think, how do we know they're not putting smart dust in the cat litter? Because that's another way to aerosolize it into the humans.
Well, that's true. And also, it's all about advancing mass chaos. Again, I refer to the New World Order document, the source document on the site. They talk about such mass chaos that the only thing we will know is constant change and chaos, to the extent that we will expect it. And they're going to introduce it into our lives on every single level, through our pets, through relationships, controlled relationships within our family members, where they will hook up partners with our loved ones that are going to create chaos in our extended families. Again, the assault with frequencies, the chaos that is being presented to our DNA on every level now is continued chaos. We don't feel well. We're having headaches and heart palpitations and irritability and not sleeping well through the night, because in many instances they're amplifying these frequencies on us at night. But I can get into some remedies for that, because what we're finding is Stetzer. Stetzerizers are excellent to plug into your outlets to send back the transient frequencies that are being beamed in on our house wiring through not only our...
Wait, how do you spell it, and where do you get one?
Yes, it's called Stetzerizer, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-T-Z-E-R-I-Z-E-R. And you go to Stetzerizer.com. And it is the world's first power line electromagnetic and microwave filter. And it's model number G as in good, S as in safe, dash F as in Frank, 110-A. It's a Stetsurizer filter. And we have purchased a number of these. It depends on the square footage of your house, what they recommend. What these are they're a look about, they are about 4 inches in height, about 2 inches in depth, and about 2 inches in width, and they have an electrical plug on the end. And you purchase the tester, and you plug this tester into your outlets of your home, and that will register what the levels of frequencies are. And I can only tell you that the levels of frequencies being pumped into specific homes that we know has been absolutely horrendous. In fact, some of those frequencies are so high that they're already causing organ damage to some of the occupants.
Wow.
But with plugging these in, you can send back these frequencies. Again, the frequencies are being delivered to us in layers and on our house, internal house wiring. Also, if you're sleeping on wire box spring mattresses, don't. Get off your wire box spring mattresses. Those conduct like an antenna, and you're being radiated while you sleep. Also, years back, we used to have wire screens on our windows. And also, a number of years ago, they transitioned out of wire screens to fiberglass. Well, it turns out that wire screens do not allow the low frequencies to enter in through your windows. So I know people that are buying screen material and just tacking it up around some of the windows that they're predominantly in the rooms that they are frequenting in their homes to not allow those low frequencies. What you need to do is go to antennasearch.com, A-N-T-E-N-N-E-A, search.com, and look and see where the antennas are in your neighborhood. And those are able to be used. They're weaponized and they're directionalized. They can bathe entire communities and areas and target individual homes as well. Go on to stopthecrime.net and read the material that we have posted there. And in particular, Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-Y, Trower, has multiple talks, and we've even had some of his YouTubes transcribed. We're finding that more and more people are not able to sit behind their computers any longer. And so everyone is encouraged to download these reports. And again, it's www.antennasearch.com. That's A-N-T-E-N-N-A, search, S-E-A-R-C-H.com. And then you key in your address, and that will give you a radius. There'll be two separate sheets. One will show a sheet of antennas. The other page will show the cell phone towers. And it's important to know where they are, because those are the weapons being deployed in your area near your homes. And they're also being deployed by the thousands along all our major freeways and roads. In fact, it's becoming like an invisible dog fence. They can amplify this, and they can cause heart attacks and seizures and strokes.
Right, and I just wanted to bring something else up as you're talking about people not being able to sit in front of their computers. I had the occasion to do research recently on tattoo ink. And as you're talking about all of these different, you know, metal conductors that were being sitting on or laying on, whatever the case may be, imagine the effect of having these things injected directly into your skin. And I became convinced without any doubt that this more and more of this body part, not even knowing that there's absolutely no oversight of the tattooing industry, and in fact, they are all containing toxic metals. So I just wanted to add that to the list because, you know, we're showing the layers upon layers upon layers. But go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, okay, I hear you now.
Okay.
I'm getting back to the NASA document on page 49. And they talk about brain interactions with low-frequency modulation. They're going to use towers for that. They discuss that somewhere in this document. I encourage, again, everyone to go through this document. They talk about the effects on page 50, the effects of low-power microwaves, behavioral performance, seizures, gross alteration in brain function. 30% to 100% increases in brain blood flow, lethality. In other words, they're going to use everything at their disposal now. And on page 51, they talk about it being fingerprintless so that, again, the weaponized storms, they talk about biological viruses, parasites, fungi, all kinds of toxins as being fatal to disabling. They talk about how they'll be doing biohacking. It's just the unthinkable laid out in this 114-page document from NASA that is an arm of this Luciferian agenda that's being put upon all of us now globally, but particularly in the United States. They talk about... they say on page 52...
Wait, if I can just ask you a question on this biohacking. What do you think they're talking about when they say biohacking? Basically just creation of genetically modified whatever, right?
Yeah, they're hacking into everything, our biological system.
Okay.
That's what I think of, because they're disrupting everything about us.
Yes.
They're disrupting everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
they're interrupting the normal biology. On page 52, they talk about long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all about just deploying the unthinkable upon all of us.
And let's also mention, wait a minute, this is very important, caught my eye, also on page 52, that one of the binary agents they talk about distributing by imported products is vitamins. And I've been talking about that. Yeah, they're weaponizing vitamins as well. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, they're weaponizing vitamins, clothing, and, of course, our food supply.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I need to do some research on this, but people that I know that have researched it are now cutting the tags out of the back of their clothing, because they're understanding that there are toxic dyes and chemicals in those tags. And, of course, those tags rest right in the below, you know, right in our neck area where our glands are, and our spines, et cetera. So I know that people are cutting tags out of their clothing now. On page 53, they talk about weaponized by the U.S. and the USSR in the 50s, in 1950 and in the 1960s. They talk about easily transmitted via aerosol, highly infectious, but a low fatality rate. They say that it incubates between 1 to 5 days, and it's about a 3-week recovery. They've tested it on humans in Operation White Coat. There's no treatment available.
So obviously this would be a disabling bioweapon because they're saying it's ideal for incapacitation. But like you said, there's a low fatality rate. So this would be a way to just basically paralyze, you know, a group.
Well, that's true. And again, they're going to use different attack methods on different areas in the country. They want plausible deniability. The assaults are fingerprintless. In other words, they will be told to us by our treasonous media oh, there's a problem in this area. People are sick. We're checking it out. Oh, this storm was ravaged this area, et cetera. It's all fingerprintless, and that is where we're headed. That is what is happening. And they're talking about on page 54, bio weapons on the battlefield, and they talk about the food. They say the lethality, the capabilities enhancement there. They talk about water, soil, air purification. They talk about meds and health, sensors, computing, clothing, bioweaponized. Oh, they are putting chips now in some of the outdoor gear, like in jackets and so forth, so that they can locate people. Again, before and ahead of the mandatory individual human chipping. They're chipping clothing, and they're putting chips even in a lot of the soles of our shoes.
Wow.
Again, everything is being set up right now for absolute identity everywhere. In fact, under UN Agenda 21, they are right now doing a global inventory on everything. And they will be identifying everything, everyone, animals, everything. And again, on page 55, they talk about what is apparently legal. Microwave radio frequency anti-functional anti-personnel weaponry. Chemical anti-functional weaponry. Chemical psychological effects via sensory organs and weaponry. Smell. They talk about chemical personal incapacitation and weaponry. Non-warfare. Hostage slash terrorism. Psychological warfare. Acoustic weaponry, sound weaponry, which is what that means, and mechanical microdust, which we spoke about earlier. These are all considered legal. These are Luciferian evil people. To do this is what their plan is. We need to become informed. Knowledge is power. We can fight against this. We must. We absolutely have no choice. And everyone must put time into educating yourselves and then educating your neighbors, going to community events, dispersing flyers. Talking about this is certainly unimaginable to many people. And we have flyers on our website that have been well received by people that are completely living in the illusion of the treasonous media. And those flyers have across the top, they're just half-page flyers, and it says, for example, parks closing, roads crumbling, home foreclosures, energy control, and massive land theft. And then we have government documents reveal the answers. And we show the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, the New World Order exposed by an insider, 1969, and the Iron Mountain Report on StopTheCrime.net. And on the back of that half-page flyer, we print out the quotes on the unthinkable, horrific, monolithic assault upon us by famous people that people can relate to. And we literally have not had any debate when we hand these flyers out. And people look at this and they go, really? And, for example, we've been heavily, heavily visually chemtrailed for the past couple of weeks. And we have people in our area that have large banners, 4 feet high and 12 feet in length. They will hang them from their cars and put a box of flyers. We're, of course, in the wine country where there's a lot of tourism and lots of limousines driving people from one winery to the next. And they're passing these large signs that will say a variety of things. When it's a heavily chemtrail day, there's banners that will say, look up, what in the world are they spraying on us? And then the website, toxicsky.org. More and more people are starting to look up. More and more people are seeing what they did not see before. And I found that we can't be angry with the people that don't know, because there's lots of reasons that they've been conditioned not to know.
Right.
And there was a time when we didn't know, and now we
right.
do. And so, but unfortunately, there isn't a lot of time left, and so we have to be more brazen. And what that means is we have to get out there in every way that we possibly can. Radio, call in to your local radio programs. I know that there are garden shows that people call in about why their tomatoes aren't doing well. Well, call in and say you're wondering how the overhead spraying is, how is that affecting my garden? My tomatoes don't look good. And then they'll start a conversation. This is how you get the word out. And again, I can't stress enough. The media is complicit in this. We're not going to hear this other than on programs like yours, Dr. Carly, and a few others that are out there like this.
Right.
But,
and wait, let
but,
me just interrupt you for a second because we're running out of time so fast. A couple of things I just wanted to also mention. You had, and I want to say that I'm hoping to have Deborah on the show on a regular basis. We have so much to cover, and we're not even going to get through the NASA document today, I'm sure. However, you need to download that, print it out, so that you can have it in front of you and go through it as you listen to the archive and see for yourself that this stuff is actually on there. But I wanted to mention this movie, The Cabin in the Woods. I can't strongly enough recommend all of you check that out. Deborah had mentioned it on a previous show, and I got a copy from Netflix, and it is a horrific look into what I'm sure is going on exactly now. A situation where you go to some little cabin in the woods and you believe that you're just there for a few days of fun with your, you know, college friends. And in fact, it's a CIA experimentation lab, and I'll let you watch the movie to see the rest of it. But it's things like that that are so out there, you know, it's all got to be true. And then
yes.
Lastly, one of our loyal listeners is asking a question in the chat room. She wants to know if they can take advantage of remote smart meter technology and make the power outages larger by automatic shutdown. Sounds to me like that's a very possible scenario.
Yes, that's absolutely what they will do, not what they may do. It is all part of the plot, plan, and scheme. This is a military deployment. This smart grid is weaponized. It is being deployed on us, and in many areas, people that are refusing smart meters, the utility companies are having the police department, armed police, escort them onto properties to deploy these biohazards. Now, yes, the purpose of them is for remote access of our homes, remote reading of individual appliances, which is next, because they're going to require all of us to replace our appliances with RFID chipped appliances, increasing the frequencies of radiation, microwave frequencies within our homes. They can also pump higher frequencies like a thermostat into our homes with these devices as well. And they can take us out in our homes. I really urge everyone. There's an excellent interview on ToxicSky.org with Dr. Bill Deagle, like an eagle but with a D. Listen to that interview. Not only are we talking about the overhead aerial spraying, but also the ways in which they will be using the smart meters. And that's an excellent point. I'm glad that someone asked that, because we've got to keep these meters off our homes at all costs, as if our lives depend on it, because it does. And that is a heavy campaign that everyone should get involved in. Go to refusesmartmeters.com. That's refusesmartmeters.com. Print off flyers. We put signs on our windshields. We're heavily getting the word out to keep these meters off your homes.
Right, and I just wanted to bring up something else in regards to when this whole Hurricane Sandy Frankenstorm hit New York. There was a very similar a video created just like you saw the planes flying into the towers, because by some coinkydink, there were some Mossad agents there filming at the time that the holograms were created. But on the night of the Frankenstorm, somebody just happened to be filming, I forget which bridge it is that was going from Brooklyn to New York, but when that transformer blew and all of Lower New York went black, somebody just happened to be filming it at that moment. So, of course, they showed that on cable news, this most amazing video of you could see Brooklyn lit up and Lower Manhattan completely black. So I think these are other things that they're doing. It's like indoctrination. Get ready for this. Get ready for this. This is what's coming.
Absolutely. It's a major, remember, everything is going and is being run by computers and algorithms. The more data they can collect on us, the tighter the noose around our necks. So some of the things not to do, stop using your credit cards. Pay cash for everything. Get a food supply. Get a water supply. Eat healthy foods, take care of yourselves, try to get rest. Another thing, wear earplugs at night. That will help reduce some of the sounds that people are experiencing from the increased frequency and buzzing in the ears. Do not get the pharmaceutical called Quietus for ear ringing. They're advocating this pharmaceutical drug called Quietus if you have ringing in the ears. Insanity, more poisons upon poisons. So, again, those are some of the remedies that people have had success with. Everyone that's listening, these are the things recommended to do immediately. Get off your wire box spring beds. Men, in particular, if you're wearing dress shirts and you have the stays in your collar that keeps your collar nice and perky, make sure they're not metal, because those are antennas as well, and that allows the frequencies to interfere with all the glands in your neck region. Make sure they're plastic only.
And the people that are having these things put in their ears, earphones, the people that are have poor hearing, whatever the case may be, you just have to assume that they all have some nefarious thing within them that's going to help cause more trauma and damage or whatever.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, I was looking at an article out of France. Now, I don't read French, but I could see enough of what they were talking about. They're showing the cell phones, and they're showing the brain all red and heated up as a result of the microwave frequencies going into our brains, and they call it the serpent. So we've got to eliminate all wireless within our homes. Make certain that your cell phones, if you must have them, are in your garages. Don't keep them in your homes. Keep them off at night. Use all wired corded phones. Get off of your remote hands-free phones within your homes. Those have tested amazingly toxic. Amazingly toxic. So remove all of the wireless within your homes. We can't afford to bring in the tools of murder that they are putting in the stores to kill us within our homes, intensifying the frequencies. Remember, this is a fingerless attack upon us. And
right.
I'm certain that they are looking for every way for plausible deniability.
Right. And let me just mention once again, do not assume that there's an alphabet agency within our corrupt government that is monitoring these things and making sure they're safe, because they're not. As a matter of fact, they're in cahoots with the Agenda 21 of the UN for depopulation and allowing these things to happen, in fact, defending the corporations that are killing us and allowing them to do whatever they want to do, especially with Monsanto. So it's very important for people to do what you're saying. I want to also mention, I found out recently, there's even some kind of a paint that you could paint, like especially in your bedroom, that's got, I forget what kind of metal in it to keep the frequencies out, and then you paint over it. There's lots of off-the-cuff and good idea type things out there, so check that out. And what I've also realized, Deborah, is that you know, everybody's got their weak link. Some people are more sensitive to EMF. Some people are more sensitive to other poison. So, but it's always the big picture. And that's what we have to make people realize, is that you combine all this stuff together. And it's a miracle to me that any of us can think at all. Because when you realize the layers, it's just like you said, the quotes from especially J. Edgar Hoover, it's a monstrous evil we can even comprehend, and we have to. Go ahead. We're almost out of time, so
exactly
say anything
right.
You want
so the first step
we'll
is
definitely have to schedule you again to keep.
I'll look forward to that. And meanwhile, go to the websites. All our sites link from one site. Go to stopthecrime.net and go to toxicsky.org, refusesmartmeter.com, and we also have toxicdrinkingwater.org. And download anything off of those sites. Watch the movies. Again, watch that Monsanto movie, Codex Alimentarius, on stopthecrime.net, and look at all of the military documents. We don't need to post a whole lot more on what they're doing because it's evident those documents show a lot. We will be constantly, though, updating the site. We're always loading up. But I wanted to just say, the documents say, and for those that really want to dig deep, there are those documents as well. And there's lots of documents under the resource documents. Grill, Flame, F-L-A-M-E. Look at that document and the links. That's all about mind control, MK Ultra. And what the end goal of these frequencies is to take over our brains. And this is for mind control. And this is
okay, wait, hold on one second. We have one last question from a listener, Zeet. And I'm going to answer it first, and then I'll let you answer it. He's saying, why don't they just nuke us? My answer to that would be that there's a very long half-life for any kind of radioactive type thing that goes on. And so biologicals are so much easier. You know, you just go in there, kill off the population, bring in the people with the colloidal silver spray, and just basically make everything, you know, restored and steal everything that you've just killed off the owners. But I'll let you give an answer as well.
Well, we'll have to have Lorraine Murray on the program. She is an expert in radiation and nuclear weapons and has testified and is a Lawrence of Livermore Lab whistleblower. But she would say to all of us, we've already been nuked in the sense that we already have radiation at levels that are causing infertility and deformities and toxic soils, and there are lots of cover-ups here within the United States of nuclear testing, and of course we have leaks now in the plants, so we are being nuked.
Let me also mention, because this is something people really think of, you're being nuked when you go in the hospital and you go to nuclear medicine. They're injecting you with radioactive substances that not only make you radioactive for whatever period of time, but then you, you know, urinate or defecate, and then that gets into the water, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's many layers even to the nuclear aspect. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, and another response is that they are still setting up their system, as huge and as expansive as it already is. They have concerns. We talked about that in that NASA document. They're concerned about out-of-control replication of things that they're making. They also talk in the silent weapons document that they're concerned about us preventing the takeover that they're working towards within energy dominance. We can stop and prevent these things. They don't have total control yet. And again, there are many more of us than them. And if we can get out of the unconscious state that they're putting us in,
you got to get rid of the fear. But I have to say, because this cracks me up, this is a definition of a psychopath. that they would admit, in first of all, they're trying to develop robotic technologies, cyborgs, artificial intelligence that will take over the world. They basically admit in their own document that their fear is that it will become self-aware and will actually do exactly what's shown in the movie Matrix, you know? And so they continue forward. They keep on doing what they're doing because this is how psychopathic they are. It's hilarious.
That's right.
That they're creating their own destruction.
We're lab rats, and we are a gigantic laboratory for them. And that's why they nuked us and killed us all at this point. We serve the ends of experiments and chemical and biological testing and the bizarre so that they can create this world of reducing the number of humans.
Exactly. And so that they can steal everything that we have in the process. Okay, I'm just getting a message. We're out of time. Thank you all so much for listening. The archive of this show should be up on the Light of Day Radio Show.com under Dr. Carly Archives by tomorrow, as well as on this station. And we'll definitely have Deborah back on in the future. Please continue to spread the word about these shows because this woman knows what's going on in the electromagnetic attack realm more than anyone I've ever spoken to. And we have to face it, and we will overcome, because the biggest thing that these monsters fear is exposure, and we're certainly exposing them. So thank you so much, Deborah. And,
thank you so
we'll
much, Dr. Carly,
soon.
For having me on.
Dr. Carly, can I just ask one
thank
question
you.
For Denise okay. S. in the chat, and it's about
yes.
red light therapy. She's interested in red
about
light
what
therapy.
Kind of therapy.
Red light
Red-a-light.
Therapy. REDLIGHT.
Okay, I'm not
Dr.
Sure
Carly,
that...
what?
Okay,
what do
go
you
ahead.
Know
I'm
about?
Not...
What do
I know
you know
nothing
about red light?
I know nothing. I mean, there could be many. I don't know if it's infrared light or whatever. If you know something, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know anything about red light therapy. That's certainly an interesting question. I do know that there are many things coming up and becoming available because scientists are getting sick themselves and they're inventing things.